From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 29th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, the FCC proposes rule changes and seeks comments in response to ARRL's symbol rate petition. A rundown of board actions at the July 2016 ARRL Board of Directors meeting, and UK astronaut Tim Peake, GB1SS, leads a ham radio contingent to 10 Downing Street. Those stories and others all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Dave Bruce, Whiskey 4 Delta Tango Romeo from Duluth, Georgia, and you're listening to the ARRL Audio News.
The FCC has proposed to revise the Amateur Service Part 97 rules in response to the ARRL's so-called symbol rate petition for rulemaking, RM11708, filed in late 2013, and it has invited comments on its recommended changes. The Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, or NPRM, released on July 28th, had been making the rounds at the FCC since May. ARRL had asked the FCC to change the Part 97 rules to delete the symbol rate limit and replace it with a maximum bandwidth for data emissions of 2.8 kHz on amateur frequencies below 29.7 MHz. We believe that the public interest may be served by revising the amateur service rules to eliminate the current baud rate limitations for data emissions consistent with ARRL's petition, the FCC said in its NPRM. We do not, however, propose a bandwidth limitation for data emissions in the medium frequency and high frequency bands to replace the baud rate limitations because the rule's current approach for limiting bandwidth use by amateur stations using one of the specified digital codes to encode the signal being transmitted appears sufficient to ensure that general access to the band by licensees in the amateur service does not become unduly impaired. ARRL was still reviewing the NPRM at our production deadline. We will have updated information on this story online at arrl.org as soon as possible and in next week's edition of ARRL Audio News. The minutes of the July 2016 ARRL Board of Directors meeting, held July 15th and 16th in Windsor, Connecticut, are now online. A few of the highlights of the meeting include an ARRL Board of Directors appointed ad hoc committee will study the current technician license exam requirements and recommend possible changes, which may eventually find their way into an FCC petition for rulemaking. These could include consideration of a new entry-level class license. ARRL General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, summarized a very productive meeting with FCC Special Counsel Laura Smith. Their discussion focused on improvements in the Amateur Auxiliary Official Observer Program, especially in light of the FCC's closure of several field offices. Imlay also noted that a recently enacted FAA reauthorization bill directs the FAA to develop new rules regulating the marking of certain antenna support structures between 50 and 200 feet. He told the board that ARRL will participate in the FAA rulemaking proceeding in an effort to minimize or eliminate any impact on amateur radio antennas. The board approved a mobile DXCC award as a one-time non-endorsable DXCC award. Similar to the QRP DXCC, this award will be offered for contacts made from vehicles. In his inaugural board meeting report, ARRL CEO Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, told the board that his current focus is on prioritizing resources to work within the recently adopted strategic plan. Gallagher said his goal is to position ARRL to address a new demographic of potential new licensees in the changing amateur radio market landscape. The complete minutes of the July 2016 board meeting are available on the web at arrl.org. The ARRL board also bestowed several awards at its July 2016 meeting. Among them, the winner of the 2015 Hiram Percy Maxim Award is 13-year-old Christopher Chris Brault, KD8YVJ, licensed since 2014 and active in a wide range of amateur radio-related activities. Brault of Liberty Township, Ohio, is active in the recruitment and training of new amateurs by participating in such events as Jamboree on the Air. The league's top award to a young radio amateur, the Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Award, goes annually to a current full ARRL member under the age of 21. The nominee's accomplishments and contributions to both the community of amateur radio and the local community should be of the most exemplary nature. Complete details of 2016 ARRL Award winners can be found on the web at arrl.org. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters around the world, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. The FCC has issued a notice of violation to a California amateur radio licensee alleging that he caused willful and malicious interference, transmitted music, and failed to identify properly. The FCC Enforcement Bureau said in the notice issued on July 13th to Philip J. Boudet, N6PJB of Burney, that agents from the San Francisco, California, and Portland, Oregon offices observed the violations on four occasions in August and October 2015. A general class licensee, Boudet formerly held the call sign WD6FGE. FCC agents responding to an interference complaint used direction-finding techniques to pin down the source of an interfering signal on 3908 kHz to Baudet's residence. They also observed and recorded transmissions of music on 3908 kHz from Baudet's amateur station. The Enforcement Bureau said the notice does not preclude it from taking further action if warranted, including issuing a notice of apparent liability for a forfeiture with respect to the cited violations. The Bureau gave Boudet 20 days to respond in writing to fully explain each violation, including all relevant surrounding facts and circumstances. Contrary to erroneous reports making the rounds on various internet sites, no amateur radio licenses were suspended or revoked in Turkey in the wake of the failed July 15 coup. There is no ham radio license revoked in Turkey, and ham radio operators are operating normally, said Aziz Sasa, TA1E, the president of Turkey's International Amateur Radio Union member society. The erroneous reports cite a release from RT UK, which oversees broadcasting. Amateur radio and other wireless industries are regulated by BTK, a separate agency. Three stations in Turkey were reported heard on 10 meters last week during an opening to Central Europe. IARU member society TRAC has not been closed, nor has its website been blocked or shut down. With more than 525,000 QSOs uploaded for ARRL's National Parks on the Air event, activators are teaming up to share the experience of being at a park and creating new friendships at the same time. We've seen a lot of activators joining forces recently, such as veteran activator Bill Jourdain, AB4BJ, who got together with 17-year-old Ruth Willett, KM4LAO, and her mom Sharon, KM4TVU, to activate Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park earlier this month. Ruth also shared an activation with NPOTA activator extraordinaire Stuart, KB1HQS. If you are an activator, reach out to others in your club and share the fun of an NPOTA activation. If you're interested in activating but don't know where to start, join the NPOTA Facebook group and ask for assistance in getting started, or drop a note to NPOTA administrators for assistance. For July 28th through August 3rd, the schedule shows 43 NPOTA activations, including the rare Channel Islands National Park in California and the even rarer Denali National Park in Alaska. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA Activations Calendar. Magnetic loops is the topic of the July 28th episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone whenever and wherever you like. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in a future podcast. You can enjoy the ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at Blueberry or at Stitcher, and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Greg Lindstrom, K5GSL of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
And finally, UK astronaut Tim Peake, GB1SS, just back from a duty tour on the International Space Station, headed a contingent of radio amateurs and youngsters invited to visit new Prime Minister Theresa May at 10 Downing Street earlier this month. The July 18th reception at the Prime Minister's residence celebrated the success of Peake's Principia mission and his time in space. Sandringham School student Jessica Lee, M6LPJ, and her head teacher Alan Gray, G4DJX, were among those also on hand, along with students from the Principia Mission schools. Jessica, then a brand new ham, was the first student in the UK to speak with Peake during an amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, ham radio contact with the ISS. Peake inaugurated the use of the ISS Ham TV system when he spoke on January 8th with Jessica and other students at Sandringham School in Hertfordshire, England. Also attending the reception at 10 Downing Street were Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, IZ0UDF, and the UK's first astronaut Helen Sharman, GB1MIR, who traveled to the Russian Mir space station in 1991. Cristoforetti was among those responsible for configuring the Ham TV digital amateur radio TV system on the space station. Peake dedicated part of his 6 months in space to educational activities for youngsters on Earth. He described his Principia mission as the largest and most ambitious educational outreach program of any European space mission. It was supported by ARIS, the UK Space Agency, the ESA, and others on a long list of educational institutions and organizations. The July 29th through 31st AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium will feature presentations about Peake's Principia mission, and Sandringham School students will talk about their ARIS experience. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X73, and thanks for listening.